Hey guys, this is Shauna Lay from Selling the Hawaiian Way. Today I am going over the luxury market report for what happened in September. This is going to be very helpful information for either you as a buyer or a seller, because if you're a seller and you've had your home on the market for quite some time, you're probably asking yourself, why in the world hasn't this sold yet? Is it my broker? Is it my marketing strategy? Is it the pricing? Is it the market? What in the world is going on? And a major indicator for that is trying to understand how the numbers are looking. What's exactly the price point that's currently moving right now? What's happening in the world? And then as a buyer, you're thinking to yourself, well, it's a good time to buy. And even if it is a good time to buy, what makes it a good time to buy? How much discount can I expect if I am a luxury client? And so I'm going to get into those numbers right now. For everybody who doesn't know, in September, our luxury market, our threshold, normally starts at around 4 million. So this past month in September, the price point of luxury threshold started at around 4.2 million, with the median sales price being 6.35 million and the average sale price being 9.551. Now, I think it's more important to look at the median sales price as opposed to the average sales price, because the median will show you generally how the market is transacting and what price point a lot of people are within the luxury market are purchasing, so that you can have a more accurate depiction as to where it is that your home falls within that pricing. Now, if the median sales price is at 6.35 and your price at 10, 15, 18, 20, is that going to be an accurate depiction on how you should anticipate your home to sell? It's not going to be. That's going to be more important for you to look at the sub-market to see what neighborhood am I in within this neighborhood, or what specific price point in the 10 to 15 million. What are the average days on market, and what can I, how can I expect this to move in a realistic amount of time without doing any sort of price cuts? So that's where you kind of need to speak to a broker to get a more intricate detail. But given that this is market wide, this information is very important, because it does let people know, generally speaking, if you are purchasing, if you are selling, and your median price point or your budget is anywhere between 5 and 7 million, it's still a pretty competitive sales price, because of the fact that the median sales price is 6.35 right now, with the average sales price being 9.551. That basically shows us that there must have been some really big sales that came in that started skewing the numbers. And so that's the reason why I prefer to focus on the median number as opposed to the average number. Now, median price per square foot, which we all know is important for both townhouses and for condos and new development, which falls into the condos, is $2,347, with your average price per square foot being $2,600. Now, again, your average as opposed to your median is going to be a higher price per square foot, depending on what most recent closed sales there were that could have off skewed the pricing. And so, for instance, if you had a new development, a pretty large new development sell, and that new development is selling for $4,000, $5,000 price per square foot, or even resale, but in a very expensive building, that's gonna off skew the price per square foot. So when focusing on the numbers, I always like to mention to you guys that we're looking at the median as opposed to the average, because the median shows a more accurate depiction on the price per square foot. So the median, again, $2,347. Now, this next portion is really helpful for both sellers and for purchasers. Median discount from original ask in the month of September. So hypothetically speaking, if you were to sell, initially list an apartment for $10 million, with our median discount from original ask in September, we're looking at 7.62%. Now, if you were purchasing a $10 million apartment and you saw that they came down several times with several price reductions, in the closed sales, it is showing that the median discount from that original list price is 7.62%. If you find something that has an even bigger discount from that because of maybe mispricing, maybe they could have changed their marketing strategy, it could have been the time of the year. There's so many various factors to consider when you're looking at that. You just want to look at this as a barometer and a metric so that you understand, okay, well, this is currently how the market is moving right now. From the original point of listing price up until now, everybody is seeing like a 7.62%. And that's super, super helpful for you to know. When you're looking at not only discount, not only pricing, we're also looking at what type of products are selling. Because you could have an incredible townhouse, it could be amazingly priced, but if the townhouse market, for instance, is not moving, then you cannot have the same expectations as you would as if it were to be condos or a co-op. So when we look at the luxury sector for the month of September and we see what properties were actually moving and selling by property type, this is townhouses, co-ops, and condos, we want to know what was moving. So in the month of September, actually trending for this entire year, to be honest with you, condos have been moving, and then a close second have been co-ops, and then it has been townhouses. But in order to keep this very specific to September, we're looking at 75% of the inventory that was moving was condos. And then with co-ops and townhouses, they were coming in very, very, very close to each other. Basically, co-ops were like a hair above townhouses that made up the additional 12.5% of the market. And so if you own both a townhouse or a co-op, or you're also shopping for a townhouse, the good thing is that there isn't as many townhouse transactions right now. And I say that that's a good thing, because if you're looking to purchase, and hypothetically speaking, you are all cash, you should anticipate a larger discount if you have a seller that is willing to get rid of their property, because they should understand how the market is moving, as opposed to if you were a purchaser looking to buy a condo and majority of the transactions are condos. We know that that's going to be a lot more competitive. So for the buyer indicator for both August and September into October, November, and December is going to be co-ops and townhouses. And so a lot of people like purchasing townhouses because you don't have the whole board approval. You don't have as much carrying costs as you would in either both a co-op or a condo. And it's honestly less hassle. It's really less hassle because you're buying a house. You can close in 45 days or less than 45 days if you need, because you're not jumping through all of those hoops. And as everybody knows, you jump through hoops when you purchase a co-op. You still jump through hoops when you do a condo, unless you end up purchasing into a new development where you don't need a board package, and you usually simply fill out a couple of sheets, maybe two pages, because you're purchasing from the sponsor and the board has not yet been established. When we take a look at resale versus new development, I think that this is really interesting, because for both resale and new development, they're comparing that within the condo realm. And given that condos made up 75% of the sales, and so interesting fact about New York City, just in case you didn't know, 75% are actually co-ops and 25% are condos. So within the condo realm, there are new developments and there's resales. A resale is a condo or an apartment that has been transferred over many times over, or at least more than once. Anytime you purchase in a new development, you're usually getting a ground up building that's coming from the sponsor, and you're the first owner. There is no previous owners, you're the first owner. And so the reason why we like to look at how new development and resale are moving in comparison to each other is because it essentially shows us how the market is moving within that realm. So if you are a seller and you are comparing your resale to a new development, well, you can't really do that. You can't compare a resale to a new development because of the fact that usually a new development is going to be more expensive than a resale because of the fact that people will pay because of the fact that they are the first owner. So therefore, it is a premium. They pay a premium in order to be in that new development. Not to mention, you know, there is transfer taxes and the mansion tax. Mansion tax is paid by both buyers in new development and buyers in resale. But in new development specifically, the transfer tax, although that can be negotiated, is something that is an immediate transfer over as a fee that a buyer needs to pay whenever they purchase into a new development. So when we compare resale and new development in the month of September, we see that resale had just a little bit more traction than new development. We're talking about probably 20% more. And essentially, they're coming in still really close as compared to the month of February to August. September was our biggest dip that you can say. And we were seeing a lot of traction on on resale as opposed to new development. And if you think about what's happening right now, the interest rates, and we're still on this whole inflation thing, it kind of makes sense because at the end of the day, like, look, the interest rates, no matter if you're getting an ARM, which is what the luxury sector is doing, or even if you are doing lending on your own money because you're with private banking, you're still seeing a jump on that interest rate, obviously much higher than the 2-3% that everybody was used to for a very long time. So when you look at these things and you hear, and I'm talking about these numbers, if you're a seller, as I'm going through this market report, what you should be thinking about is, where does my pricing, my product type, fall into all of this? And what can I do in order to make my property move faster? And that's honestly where you either need to talk to your broker or you need to think about switching brokers. And sometimes it's not the first broker or the second broker or the third broker that even sells the property. Sometimes it's a fourth broker that sells the property for a myriad of different reasons. And, you know, one could be timing. You could have had this on the market, on and off the market for the past several years, and you could have seen the pricing go down and go down as the market continues to shift. Or it could be strategy. You know, there's a lot of new strategies that are very social media driven nowadays that it needs to be compelling. The way that a property is marketed needs to be extremely compelling. There, gone are the times where you don't need to stage your apartment. You need to stage your home. You need to do a refresh. Because the purchasers right now, they know that they have the leverage. And not only do they know that they have the leverage, if you get a cash purchaser that comes through, they also don't want to do any of the work. So if you listen to my townhouse market report, you'll remember that I said that properties that are newly renovated will go for 25-30% more than properties that require work. People don't want to do full-on gut renovations. Why? Because of COVID. COVID still hasn't brought all of that construction world up to speed yet. So that means that the time that it takes in order for you to, for your contractor to get all the materials that they need, plus maybe you have a very specific stone that you want to order from different country and it's going to take a really long time. And if you are very particular and you have your contractor and your team ready to go, then is that a good option for you? 100%, because then you can get an even bigger discount than what it is that we're seeing. But if you're a seller and you have a property where it needs that tender love and care as brokers market, that means that you're not going to get as high of a price point as somebody who just renovated their entire kitchen and everything is move-in ready. And that's basically what we're seeing. We're seeing a lot of purchasers within that luxury realm, or just in general, especially within that luxury realm, they don't want to put the time and effort into this home. They just want to bring everything, bring in their designer. They want to paint a few walls at max, maybe change out the flooring. Anything that is cosmetic and requires a little downtime, that's basically what they want. And especially where there's a lot of uncertainty around our economy and what's happening with the war. And this is basically just everything that I'm listening to from clients and from people. It's important for you as a seller to take all of those things into consideration along with your own timeline as far as what you're planning to do with this property in the event that you're not going to be moving it, because everybody knows that towards the end of the year, which we are in right now, October, November, December, there is guaranteed going to be 4 weeks lost. And if you do get any sort of bids in, these bids will be much lower. You're not going to get the higher bids that you will get in our beginning of our sales season. So you may want to reassess. And obviously, on the opposite side of that, you have a really good big opportunity as a buyer to purchase a townhouse for a really good price if you're able to see and recognize a good deal. Now, somebody recently asked me who's currently in the market. They said, well, what if we start seeing all the prices go down? And I said, well, as soon as you start seeing all the prices go down, then if you're gonna go in and you're gonna be even more aggressive, unless you're coming in all cash, I can't really see you getting that much more of a discount, because of the fact that in the seller's mentality, they're thinking, well, I already came down 10% and now you want an extra 10%. And so a lot of the deals that we're seeing and what you will be seeing will come out in the statistics and will come out in the numbers. It's not necessarily gonna completely slash pricing across the board. Yes, we had that in the month of September. We did see a lot of price cuts in September, but the reason why we saw a lot of price cuts in September is because of the fact that September, outside of March, is the only other month that tons of listings come on the market, because it's the fall market, right? So if you already had your apartment or your home on the market in September, and now everybody is telling you, okay, well, get ready, because our little drip of inventory, now we're gonna see all of the new inventory that's gonna come up, therefore it's going to be a lot more competitive to you. The best positioning would be, if we're gonna make it at any point in time, we need to make it when everybody's eyes is on the market right now. And if buyers are coming out and they're looking because of the fact that they know that there's a lot of new inventory in September coming out, then we need to do a price adjustment. And that's the reason why you saw a lot of price cuts in September. So anyways, guys, the next point that is really helpful is negotiability at the time of the deal. Right. So what we're looking at right now is we're looking at the median listing discount from original ask to the time of contract signing. And so in September, the median listing discount at the time of the deal was around 5%. Now, if we just take a look a couple months back, July, August, and September, they're pretty much leveling at around the same. July was 5.3, August was 4.7, September was 5%, in June we had 2.9%. So outside of April and June, April being 2.1%, June being 2.9%, we're essentially looking within, you know, the 5%, the high fours, low fives. That's the kind of deal that you can expect to see within the coming months. But we do anticipate that percentage should increase as we go into the quieter months, and then we'll be able to get a more accurate depiction on what those listing discounts look like probably in January. So If you were to price it right and you want to sell it fast, here's the listing discount from original asking based on days on market. So hopefully you understand what I'm saying. For instance, if you were to put a house on the market and you want to see how many days do we need to be on the market in order for us to decrease price, and what is that looking like based on the previous sales. If you were on the market, you priced it correctly, and it sold in under a month, the listing discount would be 2.13%. If it took between 1 and 2 months to sell, that listing discount is 4.32%. 2 to 3 months, 5.81%. 3 to 4 months, 7.99%. 4 to 5 months, 11%. If you're on the market for half a year, we're looking at 14.25%. And over 6 months, 15.3%. And so that is extremely helpful numbers for you to know, because then if you see something that's been on the market, hypothetically speaking, for over 6 months, you know that for everything that has sold for over, and it's been on the market for over 6 months, you know that that median discount is 15.3%. So if they're trying to justify why it is that they should get maybe only a 5% discount or an 8% discount, knowing these numbers is very helpful in terms of how it is that we negotiate. And again, it's not going to be a one size fits all, but it is very helpful information for you to know as both a buyer and a seller. So anyways, this is your September luxury market report. I hope that you guys found this to be helpful. There's a lot of people that are looking to switch brokers right now, and everybody is talking to different brokers because they want to see what is a different sales strategy. I never poach business to take away from anybody, but if somebody comes to me and asks me for my advice, I will 100% give them a consultation and show them how I use social media and my sales tactics and my creativity and how that's a little bit different. Because what everybody needs to understand is, yes, being affiliated with a brokerage is important. You know, I've been a part of Compass, I've been a part of Element and Corcoran, and even within that brokerage, because everybody is an individual contractor, we all run our business and we run our business differently. That means that the service you get is going to be different. That means that our sales strategy is going to be different. That means that the team of people that they have is going to be different. And so try not to think in your mind that, well, just because I had a broker at Douglas Elliman, that Corcoran is going to be better, because that's just not the case. It's not how brokerage works. It's each individual's business, and you want to know, if you're looking for a different broker, you want to know, what are you going to do different from everybody else that's going to help me to move this property and is going to give me the confidence that I need, that you can actually give me the results while also being realistic as far as how our market is moving. So if you guys ever know a friend, or you yourself are either looking to purchase or to sell property, luxury property, definitely go ahead and give me a call. I don't take on a ton of clients because I personally believe that the luxury market needs to be handled by one person in particular, and that's kind of how I run my business. And so it's very, very helpful when you are always able to talk to the main person and not their assistant or not their an agent that is handling something. When you work with me, you always get me. I am 100% devoted to that listing. And my goal is to always make sure that I can give you the results that you want while also being extremely honest and always looking in your best interest. So if you guys need anybody, feel free to reach out to me. Very happy to get on a call with you guys and just give you my personal consultation on what I think that you should do based on, you know, the modern day of selling, because we're not in our usual market. If we were in 2021, everybody that was priced somewhat accurately would have sold. Even some overpriced listings would have sold. And now sellers are really hurting because they really need a broker that's going to think outside of the box and be able to produce results for them that they otherwise wouldn't get from a traditional marketing strategy. So if you guys need that, please feel free to reach out to me. Thank you guys so much for always listening and tuning in. If you have any questions, definitely do let me know. I am happy to answer all of your questions for you. I'm available for you guys as a resource so that you guys exactly know what's happening, what's going on. And you know what? They always say the numbers don't lie. And that's the fact. It doesn't lie. No matter what anybody says, the numbers tells us what's going on and what's happening. So thank you guys so much for tuning in as always. And until next time, mahalo.